from the studios of the Town Square News Network, Eric Scott.
A series of bombings in our region has New Jersey on edge this morning. The latest in Elizabeth at a New Jersey transit train station. That is impacting train service on the Northeast Corridor, North Jersey Coast, and PATH this morning. Are these attacks related? The FBI has been questioning potential suspects. Patrick Lavery joins us live to pick up the story from there. Patrick?
Eric, that backpack, according to the FBI, contained five devices, one of which exploded as a robot tried to disarm it just after midnight. Elizabeth Mayor Christian Bulwage says he expects further explosions from inside the bag.
The immediate area is safe, has been evacuated.
All right, Patrick, we'll have more on the traffic impact of this coming up here in a moment. The discovery of these bombs follows explosions in the Chelsea section of New York and Seaside Park on Saturday. And David Matthau joins us live with the latest on the investigation this morning. David?
Yeah, Eric, at this point it is unclear whether there is any connection at all between the explosion in Elizabeth, the blast that injured 29 people in New York City, and the Seaside Park pipe bomb blast that took place on Saturday. A spokesman for the FBI is asking anyone with information about these incidents to call a special hotline, 1-800-CALL-FBI.
Homeland Security officials are reiterating there, if you see something, say something mantra. The traffic impact could be significant today. Now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Train service on New Jersey Transit just resumed about 5 minutes ago at 5:30. The trains are running on the Northeast Corridor and North Jersey coastline through the affected area between Elizabeth and Newark. Train service is running, but New Jersey Transit says plan for delays today.
New Jersey 101.5 news starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Breaking news this morning as police and the FBI swarm a second location in Elizabeth, about a mile from where five bombs were found near a New Jersey transit station last night. The location, a bodega. It was just before 9 p.m. last night when two homeless men found a backpack in a trash bin with pipes and wires sticking out of it. This is still a very developing story. The latest from Patrick Lavery joining us live this morning. Patrick?
Eric, as we understand, the bodega is a restaurant, a fried chicken restaurant, and a residence upstairs at 104 Elmora Avenue. That's Elmora and Linden Avenues in Elizabeth. Mayor Chris Bulwage of Elizabeth has the timeline of those men finding that bag.
They saw the wires in the pipe. They immediately dropped the package, walked around the corner to police headquarters.
The incident in Elizabeth comes after the bombings in Seaside Park and Manhattan. Are they connected? And David Matthau joins us live with the latest on the investigation. David, what do we know?
Initially, we did hear law enforcement officials had found similarities in the types of explosives used in Jersey and New York, but now there are reports they do not believe there is a connection.
Homeland Security experts say it is most likely homegrown radicals with no official connection to ISIS or other terror groups are responsible for attacks like this. They've been inspired by teachings of IS and others. What is the biggest threat to New Jersey? We have a full analysis this morning at NJ1015.com.
New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Breaking news this morning. A police raid at an apartment in Elizabeth just hours after five bombs were found at a train station a mile away. Five people were detained by the FBI on Staten Island, and now word the FBI has identified a suspect in at least one of those attacks. Patrick Lavery joins us live with the latest. Patrick?
Eric, Ahmad Khan Rahami, 28 years old, is a U.S. citizen born in Afghanistan of Afghan descent. His last known address in Elizabeth. The raid is at a bodega in that city this morning, a fried chicken restaurant with a home upstairs on Elmora Avenue. A wanted poster is now out for information on Rahami, who is the suspect. He is 5'6", 200 pounds, brown eyes, hair, and facial hair.
All right, Patrick, thank you. We have his photo up and more information on how you can contact the FBI at NJ1015.com.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursillo. Topping our report this hour, they got him. After an intense three-hour manhunt for the 28-year-old suspect in the Chelsea, New York and Seaside Park bombings, Ahmad Khan Rahami has been caught after a shootout with police in Linden. For more on this unfolding story, we go live to New Jersey 101.5's own Dino Flamia, who is on the scene of the Linden shootout. Dino.
Linden police confirmed today Ahmad Khan Rahami is in custody, but we're attempting to learn how serious any injuries may be, both for police and the suspect. I just spoke to a mailman who said he was just missed by the shootout, and he's thankful he took a break.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Joe Cutter. Topping our report at this hour, a shootout in Linden this morning between police and the suspect in weekend bombings in Jersey and New York leaves 28-year-old Ahmad Rahami and two Linden cops wounded, and Rahami body in custody. Two of the Linden cops in the shootout are recovering in separate hospitals right now. Linden Mayor Derek Armstead said everyone will survive.
They all seem to be in stable condition. Their injuries are not life-threatening. Hopefully they'll be returning to their families this evening.
Ramadi is accused in this incident, as well as the two bombings over the weekend in Seaside Park.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Tuesday, September 20th, 2016. A picture is emerging this morning of a man who hated America and gays and may have been radicalized by a recent trip to his native Afghanistan. Friends of 28-year-old Ahmad Rahami say he was changed when he got back. Chris Conyer was a high school classmate of Rahami's in Edison, who says the suspect had a daughter with his high school sweetheart.
Ahmed had a girlfriend who became pregnant. They ended up giving birth to a baby girl.
Now, the baby's mother says Rahami's a deadbeat dad. She feared he would steal their child and take her to Afghanistan. Turns out Rahami was not a very good terrorist. Law enforcers say he provided them a wealth of clues that led to his arrest just 50 hours after the first blast in Seaside. Among them, fingerprints and DNA evidence at the scene of the Manhattan bombing, his uncovered face clearly captured by surveillance cameras. Federal prosecutors are building a case to charge him as a terrorist.